In the supernatural world, such obligations and limits seem to be of vital importance to the overwhelming number of supernatural beings. I'm not sure why. Maybe it has something to do with the thresholds of protective energy that form around a home. Only if it isn't too much trouble, I said. And something to eat, Vadarung told Gard. She bowed her head and said, My lord. Then she padded out. Though the big man hadn't stood up, I realized that he was big. Damn near a giant, really. Standing, he'd have more than a couple inches on me, and his shoulders made mine look about as wide as the spine of a book. He rested his chin on the heel of his hand again and studied me with his bright blue eye. Well, he said, I take it you believe you know who I am. I've got a few guesses, I said. I think they're good ones. Sigrun was kind of a tip-off, but honestly, that's got nothing to do with why I'm here today. The blue eye wrinkled at the corners. Doesn't it? I frowned at him and tilted my head. How so? He lifted a hand palm up as he explained. Someone with enough foresight might, for example, arrange to be in a position to assist a hot-headed young wizard of the White Council one day. Perhaps who I am is directly responsible for why I am here. Yeah, I guess that could be it, I said. It's technically possible that your motives for assisting me are altruistic. On the other hand, it's also technically possible that you are speaking with a forked tongue, and that all you're really trying to do is find some way to take advantage of me when I'm under pressure. I shrugged. No offense intended, but there's kind of a shortage of altruism out there. So cynical for one so young, he looked me up and down. But you would be. You would be. I've got questions, I said. Granted, they aren't as profound as who am I or why am I here, but they're a lot more important to me at the moment. Vadarung nodded. You're looking for your daughter. I felt my body go rigid. How? He smiled, rather wolfishly. I know things, Dresden. And if I don't know something, I can find out. Like yourself, it is what I do. I stared at the man for most of a minute. Then I said, Do you know where she is? No, he said in a quiet, firm voice. But I know where she will be. I looked down at my hands. What's it going to cost me to find out? Chichen Itza, Vadarung said. I jerked my head up in surprise. I stared at the man for a moment. I don't understand, Vadarung asked. It isn't complicated. I'm on your side, boy. I raked my fingers back through my hair, thinking, Why there? The Red King and his inner circle, the Lords of the Outer Night, have got some big juju to brew up. They need a site of power to do it. For this, they'll use Chichen Itza. Why there? They're enacting a sacrifice, like in the old days. A snarl of anger touched his voice and made it suddenly frightening. They're preparing a bloodline curse. A what? Death magic, he said, focused upon the bloodline. From the sacrifice, the child, to her brothers, sisters, and parents. From the parents to their brothers, sisters, and grandparents, and so on, until there's no one left. A chill hit my guts. I've never even heard of death magic on that kind of scale. The energy required for that, it's enormous. I stopped for a moment and then said, And it's stupid. Susan was an only child, and she's already lost her parents. Same with me. Vadarung arched an eyebrow at me. Is it? They like to be thorough, those old monsters. I smoothed my expression over, trying not to give away anything. The spell they were doing would kill me if they pulled it off. It could also kill my only family, my half-brother, Thomas. How does it work? I asked him, my voice subdued. It tears out the heart, Vadarung said. Rips it to bits on the way out, too. Sound familiar? Hell's bells, I said quietly. It had been years since I had even thought about Victor Sells or his victims. They had featured in my nightmares for quite a while, until I upgraded. Vatterung leaned toward me, his blue eye very bright. It's all connected, Dresden. The whole game. And you're only now beginning to learn who the players are. He settled back into his seat, letting silence add emphasis to his statement before he continued. The sorcerer who used the spell in Chicago before didn't have the strength enough to make it spread past the initial target. The Red Court does. No one has used power on this scale in more than a millennium. And they're pointing it at me?